Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Please take a minute to nominate Michael Savage for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Please sign the petition to President Trump. It is found on michaelsavage.com. This award will be for Dr. Savage's 30 years of work on conservation and animal preservation. If each of you who enjoy these free podcasts sign the petition, President Trump will likely act accordingly. You can find the petition at michaelsavage.com. Thank you.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Well, here we go. What day is it? Doesn't matter what the day is. It doesn't matter what time it is. You'll see the same headlines. So the first thing is, I'll tell you, I had my mouth full of orange juice to bring back my blood sugar. Now the coffee. Now I got to go look at the news again. If I have to see one more story about Mueller or one more story about Barr, I don't know what I'm going to do. What business am I in? Millions of years of evolution. Pogroms, earthquakes, fires, tornadoes, hunting people down. So I should arrive in the promised land and read about Mueller and Barr. That's what God kept my family lineage alive for me to talk about Barr and Mueller. Do they have any idea what they're doing, throwing away their inheritance? No, I guess not. So here we go. Let us begin by looking at the yesterday. Oh, it's very good. People like this format. I can see it's pulling a lot of, it's pretty good. I'm looking at all of the podcasts I've done. I've had 1 million downloads a month. And you don't hear anything about it in the media since I started in January. I broke records for a new podcast, 1 million a month. Very significant, by the way. But you won't read about that in any report. No, because I'm not a member of the cartel. Could you imagine if the Beach Whale had 1 million a month? But for him, God bless him. I'm just delaying now. I'm a delay because I fear turning on the news. Okay, here we go. We'll start with my first website, The Drudge Report. Trump's executive order paves path for pipelines. Oh, that's a story. The two orders that aim at cutting necessary red tape for energy companies. Good for him. Good for him. He should override all of this stuff. Sacred burial grounds, environmental concern, nonsense. Let me tell you the story about the Keystone XL pipeline construction for a minute, if you don't mind. Back in the day, there was a thing called the Alaska pipeline that the same nut bars try to stop. First, they said it was going to damage the tundra in Alaska. That didn't work. Then they said it was going over some sacred burial grounds of some Aleuts. That turned out to be nonsense. They found chicken bones under the pipeline. Then they said, the caribou, the final one they tried to block the Alaska pipeline, was it would interfere with the migration patterns of the caribou. Okay, so the pipeline was built, the Alaska pipeline. It's running hot oil from underground one place to a refinery in another place, long distance. And guess the outcome? The caribou now nest underneath the pipeline because they're freezing in the damn cold. They hate the cold, and the pipeline gives them some warmth. They're having more babies, the caribou. They're happier. And they're living under the pipeline because it's warmer. They're not like Jack Dorsey. The caribou are not like Jack Dorsey. They don't want to lay in the snow in the morning after getting up from a warm bed. In thatch. They don't lay in the snow. They go under the pipeline. It's warm. Okay, so that was that crap. So now with the Keystone XL pipeline, again, chicken bones were underneath it. I mean, they diverted the pipeline 100 different times for this burial site, that burial site, this environmental concern, that. We need the oil. Stop with the garbage already. And the animals love the warmth. Thank God. Thank God that Trump signed the executive order. Bravo on that.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Let's talk about double chins now. I mean, you think it's just going to disappear? You took your whole life to build it up. Ain't those bags and puffiness, which are getting worse every day, just going to go away? No, they're not going to go away. And here's what Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas says. She said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am blown away. You see, with GenuCell's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it is the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. If you order right now, the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free. Just for ordering the classic GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. You heard me right. So text SAVAGE, that's SAVAGE, to 77453. Text SAVAGE to 77453 or go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. GenuCell works for men and women, and for results in 12 hours or less, the GenuCell Immediate Effects is also included free. The GenuCell Immediate Effects is also included free. So order now and get free 3-day shipping. Again, text SAVAGE, S-A-V-A-G-E, to 77453. Simply text SAVAGE, S-A-V-A-G-E, to 77453 and get all this free stuff. Or go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
Feds to file new charges against Michael Avenatti. They should throw the book at him. That mook, that bum. I knew he was a no good from the day he appeared on the scene. He was a loudmouth, and he thought he'd be president. Could you imagine this? This is a guy who represents, you don't even know who he is. He represented the stripper, the pole stripper. Let me see the new charges. I can't resist this one. Feds to file new charges against Michael Avenatti. Marking yet another legal blow for the controversial celebrity attorney. They should all go to jail. Known for representing adult film actress. Excuse me, all actresses are adult actresses, adult film actresses. If you're in a movie that you're not a Disneyland character, it's an adult film. Say the word pornography, but no, they won't say that in the media because they're dropping the word pornography. They want you to think it's the same thing as gay marriage, is the same as straight marriage. It is not. Adult films are films for people who are adults. Pornography is a different thing. A vocal critic of President Trump, whose presence on cable television made him a national figure. He was only made a national figure because the scum in the media made him a national figure. He's got the eyes of a snake. Targeted Avenatti with wire and bank fraud charges last month in a scheme that included allegations he stole funds from a client to pay off his own expenses. In New York, he faces 2 counts of extortion for his alleged role in what prosecutors called old-fashioned shakedown of Nike. Wow. Avenatti tweeted that he remains confident that justice will be done for all once all of the facts are known. Okay, yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Listen to what he says. For 20 years, I have represented Davids versus Goliaths. I have made powerful enemies. I am entitled to a full presumption of innocence. Oh, you're entitled to a full presumption of innocence like you gave Donald Trump, you piece of garbage, you? Or that your friends gave to Kavanaugh? A full presumption of innocence, you rat, you? You distorted, in my opinion, it's people like you who destroyed the law. They threw new charges at him. Poor man. Okay, we'll move on. Wiki freaks, Assange arrested in London. May I tell you, I don't care? Why does it matter to me? U.S. charges with computer hacking, red indictment, 7 years in hiding, drag out of embassy, video. Is he an icon of transparency or an enemy of the state? Snowden says dark moment for freedom. How Ecuador lost patience. He looks a bit like a little bit of a terrorist there with the muzzy beard. I'm not holding that against him, but do I care about Assange? I don't even know what he did. I'll be honest with you. I'm in the news business. I don't know. He leaked something. I don't care. Does it matter to you, really? Jim, Clint, do you care about us, Julian Assange? No. You care about family issues, and Clint cares about his issues, and I care about my issues? Next headline. Jobless claims lowest in 50 years. Thank you, Donald. Bob Iger, everyone stop the hate. All right. Scientists put human gene into monkeys to make them smarter. Okay. And? What, the Planet of the Apes next? Here's woman singing in the shower. Bezos to meet with federal prosecutors on extortion and hacking claims. National Enquirer put up for sale after scandals. Pelosi, I trust Mueller. Barr, oh, please. So far, nothing. That's a zero. Okay, other than Assange, there's nothing new, right? Savage Nation, let's see what Karen found for me. List of tax hikes in Sanders' Medicare for All. If I read it to you, you'd get sick. What this communist mook bum. A bum. If you believe the taxes this mook wants to put on us. This bum never held a job in his life. Facebook and Twitter deny anti-conservative bias as Republicans cite heavy evidence. I'll cite some evidence. My Twitter feed has been so shadow banned. Every time I say certain words, and I never express hatred. Anger, yes. Contempt, yes. But not outright hatred, and I don't call for violence. I wouldn't. They got someone there from Pakistan or Bangladesh shadow banning me. California has become America's cannibal state. People leaving. De Blasio's meddling with elite high school admissions is hurting the very kids it claims to help. Of course. They're making sure that the smart Asians can't go to the elite high schools so the dummies could get in. That it won't be elite anymore. That's exactly what communists do. They level everything out so no one has anything except them. All right, let's jump now. I would go to the Washington Times, but I have to subscribe. I won't. New York Post. Let's see what the... Pamela Anderson goes on explosive Twitter tirade over Assange arrest. I don't know who she is, nor do I care what she thinks about anything. Just a gorgeous woman with a beautiful body when she was 30 years old, and now she's over the hill, so she became a politician. Maybe she ought to run for the presidency. There you go. Genius. Julian Assange indicted on computer hacking charges. That's his problem. Former Vikings part owner was upbeat days before suicide. Don't care. Wanted woman busted after taunting cops on Facebook. Idiot. New York City weatherman drops F-bomb on live TV. Screw him. It's probably a medication problem. Lori Loughlin reportedly freaking out about possible jail time. It's her problem. She's a cheat. She belongs in jail in an orange jumpsuit. Former Notre Dame star arrested after girlfriend's daughter dies. Okay. So you raped the daughter? Great. What you expect dating with a football star? What you expect, Albert Einstein? Now we go to the videos. You can go insane looking at these videos. Crazy. Drunken bro falls feet first through ceiling. You know, if you do this every day of your life for 25 years, you wind up like me. You wind up cynical. How can I still have a sense of humor? All right, let's go to the news. Michael Avenatti faces 36-count federal indictment. Sorry. Don Jr. slams Ilhan Omar as disgrace over 9/11 remarks. He's running for something. He's in the news every day, Don Jr. I don't know with the Trump family, he could think he could be president yet. You don't know. It's like a Napoleonic family. Napoleon I, Napoleon II, Napoleon III. The problem is we don't have an Elba. Man gets 60 days in jail for sexually assaulting dog that had to be euthanized. I don't even want to look at that story. I won't open it. Elizabeth Warren proposes new tax on companies with profits over $100 million. That's really good for business. Kill businesses. Isn't it? That's really a real smart business idea. We have a booming economy. They hate Trump. Everything he's doing is right economically. They want to do the opposite and win. No. No, no, no. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey eats only one meal per day. Here we go again. You want me to do the Jack Dorsey diet again? Everyone loved that. See, here's the problem with Jack Dorsey. I don't know him. I don't know about the nose ring. I don't get that part of it. Why does a man have a nose ring on his left nostril? That's number one. I'm not going to read his diet again. You got to hear yesterday's podcast for that one. It's a scream. But I will tell you this. The diet he is on is the one that would put American troops on in the Bataan Death March. In fact, if they put troops on that in a prisoner of war camp, they'd be arrested for practicing eugenics or genocide, the diet he put himself on. Here's another one. Eats one meal every day at dinner time between the hours of 6:30 and 9. What if he ate at 6:20? What if he ate at 9:10? He'd have a heart attack, God forbid? Dorsey's dishes consist of a protein, chicken, steak, or fish. I'm sure they're organic chicken. Can you get Dorsey? You think Dorsey would eat a normal protein? It would have to be a chicken that was raised with classical music, or a calf that they played classical music to on the farm, or a fish that was talked to by a fish therapist. Not an ordinary fish. Look at that. He eats vegetables just like you and I. Salad, spinach, asparagus, or Brussels sprouts. I myself hate asparagus. It makes my urine stink from the sulfur compound, and I don't think it's a health food. When the executive treats himself to desserts, only mixed berries or dark chocolate. He'll dabble with a glass of red wine, too. You know what? I'm so sick of these narcissistic, and it's not just him. Why don't they work on advancing their souls and their spirits? It's a word no one uses anymore. All they care about is they all think they're going to live forever, number one. He's not going to live forever. You know, when he's 80 years old, Jack Dorsey ought to have the audacity to give us his daily diet. Then there's a reason for it. All right, I'm 80, I have no heart condition, no diabetes, no cancer, thank God. And here's what I've lived. Good, thank you. He's a young guy, he's healthy. Oh, let's see. Mark Zuckerberg once killed and served his own goat to Jack Dorsey. Oh, God, please. I can't take this. On the weekend, Dorsey completely fasts from Friday evening to Sunday and only drinks water throughout these days. What a bore. As I said yesterday, I'll say it again. These men will never have children. And if they do, the child will wind up in a mental hospital. What if you had a father and he's fasting on the weekend, drinking only water, and you want to go to a Little League game and you want him to come with you and he says, I'm not up to it, I'm fasting right now. And you want him to have a brewski with the other guys. I'm sorry, I don't drink. The first time I did it, like day three, I felt like I was hallucinating. It was a weird state to be in. Mr. Dorsey, with all due respect, you weren't hallucinating. It was called low blood sugar. You got dizzy from low blood sugar. And the only people who do that to themselves are doing it because they have a soul problem, not a body problem. He used a hydrotherapy regime while sitting in a sauna for 15 minutes at 220 degrees before jumping in a 37-degree ice bath. I'm going to say, Mr. Dorsey, I know a lot about health. You're going to give yourself a heart attack if you keep this up. You do not go in a sauna at 220 and jump in a 37-degree ice bath for 3 minutes when you get older. You're going to have a heart attack. Nothing has given me more mental confidence than being able to go straight from room temp into the cold. Death march, Bataan death march. The Nazis actually did that to the poor concentration camp victims. They wanted to see how much they could suffer before they died. I don't understand. I know what this is. This is an example of a narcissism that is based upon a soul that's empty, an empty soul. And they want to live forever. They think that they're going to beat the zoological order and live forever. Are you listening to me? They think they could live forever. They don't purify their souls. Instead, they try to purify their bodies. You know how that works out, don't you? All right, it's enough. Jack, I wish you luck. You're a bright guy. Take Mike's advice. Are you ready? First of all, you want some nutritional advice? Come to the man who wrote the books on it while you were still an infant. I'll tell you what vitamins to take. I'll tell you what kind of diet to eat. And I will also tell you that extremism never works in diets nor in lifestyle, ever. Your lifestyle will kill you young, God forbid. And while you're at it, get rid of the nose ring. USA Today. I don't open it because they make you subscribe. The minute if you touch anything now, the whole thing turns black. USA Away. Still losing money? WikiLeaks founder saw that. Hikers lost for 5 days, found in mountains. Okay, how much did that cost the taxpayer? Do you think that there should be an argument that they shouldn't be rescued? I'm asking you something. Wait a minute. Hold on. Delicious. Wait. Hikers lost for 5 days. Why should the state pay for going and getting hikers lost in mountains? It's not my problem. You take a risk. Okay, you know, the government doesn't have an obligation to rescue you if you're an idiot and go into a remote wilderness and get lost. Oklahoma general lost job over charge of affair. Why? Why? The guy just shows he's a human being. To me, that makes more sense than jumping into an ice-cold bath after a sauna. The guy wanted to warm himself up, so he had an affair. Well, what's that, the government? Why is that the military's business? Okay, people don't want to. Okay, that's the end of USA Today. Now we go to my favorite website, not Attack of the Taxes at Fox News. Cash-strapped California mulls new levies on water, tires, batteries, soda pop, and more. That's from 2 days ago. They're already desperate for a story. Warren releases tax returns showing million-dollar income moments after pitching wealth tax. What else is new? Karl Marx was a wealthy boy from a wealthy family. You need to know any more? What, are they poor? Poor don't get anywhere in the country. They don't. The rich get to the top. Why Meghan McCain says she's grateful for President Trump. She's an idiot. I don't care what Meghan McCain says. She definitely inherited her father's intelligence. I'll tell you that. I'd hate to be on an aircraft carrier deck if she was sitting on a switch. Okay, let's move on. Judge Napolitano, Julian Assange is a hero. When was the last time Judge Napolitano made sense about anything? They ought to retire him to the funny farm in Ecuador himself. Maybe Judge Nap ought to go to Ecuador and raise coffee for about 90 days till he comes to his senses. Gingrich, if you value the safety and security of America, Assange is a villain. So this one says he's a villain. That says he's a hero. I don't even care. I don't know what he did. Town Hall editor, Assange's arrest is a positive. Okay, large dog in plane's cockpit likely caused fatal crash. That's terrible. Sex scandals, social media embarrassments, directors ousting has left Secret Service reeling. Okay. Corey Lewandowski, irrelevant. CNN's Chris Cuomo, he's dying, his ratings are failing, soon he'll be working for his father getting coffee. He'll go to the governorship up there, they'll send him out for coffee. Frito, get this, Frito, get that, I'm smart. I can do things, I can take care of things. Chris, don't take it personally, but you flopped on television. Go and get me a cup of coffee, please, and get me a tuna on rye. Chris, get me this, Chris, get me that, I'm smart, I can take care of things. Boston Globe writer regrets not peeing on food, calls for blackball of Nielsen. Excuse me? I don't even want to see this. He's got a little beard like the hippie beard. Boston Globe opinion writer wished he peed on Bill Kristol's dinner, says Nielsen must be blackballed. A little Hitler. Who is this jerk? A one-time waiter? Ah, oh, please. An op-ed? An occasional writer for The Guardian with byline in the New York Times, New York Magazine. Where else would a guy write and be acceptable? A guy with a little hipster beard and a nasty nose on him that looks like a pig and says he wanted to piss on the food of someone whose politics he didn't agree with. Who else would publish him but the New York Times, New York Magazine, and elsewhere? Okay, so there's really not anything here either. I'm going to go down the list. Let me jump back to the New York Post. I think we're almost finished. There are no headlines. There's really nothing out there. High school athlete bound and dragged across field in hazing ritual. I was never in a fraternity. I always thought they were goofballs. Not Jim, were you in a fraternity?
No, sir.
Clint, were you in a fraternity?
No, sir.
No, I don't know. It was like kids who were spoiled basically went into fraternities. They were like the goofy kids. They were like the kids who wound up in talk radio thinking they're cool because they said, you know what I'm saying? They were never cool, fraternity boys. Never. First of all, I know there was like a class thing. I'm from not real working class. We were poor, not working class. I love working. What is working class? Everyone works except the bums on welfare. We were just poor class. Okay. Aries, try not to make too big a fuss about something today or others may start wondering if you've got a guilty conscience. Saturn's influence in the career area of your chart means there are people out there who would like nothing more than to see you squirm. hello, Rushbow. Hello, Wallbanger. Miracle baby born in 11 ounces, headed home after 9 months. What'd that cost me? How much did that cost me to keep that baby alive? I didn't say we shouldn't. I'm asking. I'm allowed to ask if my money is being spent? Bronx man walks into precinct, confesses to murdering girlfriend. In the Bronx, that's a norm. That's not a shock. A Bronx man. A Bronx man today means thug, basically. Terrible what happened to that borough. Used to be for working people. Now it's for welfare people. Amazon ghost stores designed for digital payments to accept cash. What else did they go into? What business is he in now? What's left that he could go into? Maybe he can go into the talk radio business and get like a computer to do my job and call it Amazon Talk. Caesars Entertainment will be for sale as early this week. Hedge fund slammed over $6.8 billion in unpaid taxes, seeks deal with IRS. Put him in jail. I read the whole story. Okay. The Post is with de Blasio against measles. So am I. It's the first thing he's done right. Force them to take the shot. Or if you're such a fanatic and you don't want to give your child the measles shot, then the kid stays home. Let's say you don't want the shot because you're a moron and you think you know more about medicine than all common sense and all medical knowledge and all epidemiology tells you. You have a right to be an idiot and put your child at risk and let him have the measles and hope he doesn't die from it. Keep him home and let him stay back a year in school. What do you mean? Why, that's another solution. Let's see. DNA breakthrough could replace chemotherapy, say scientists. Yeah, okay, fine. Another scientists. Scientists find evidence of previously unknown human species in the Philippines. You mean not in Hollywood? That's an unknown human species in Hollywood, one that hates its own species and puts out more filth from the Hollywood sewer pipe. Okay, how to know when to seek the help of a mental health professional? When you wake up in the morning would be the answer. I remember when I was a kid, my father, rest in peace, we're talking a long time ago, read an article in the Daily News which said 92% of people who live in New York are neurotic. He said only 92%. He even said it then. He laughed at it. How to know when to seek the help of a mental health professional? When you even ask the question, you're a nutcase. $5 million firehouse Spike Lee once rented is back on the market. Oh, I really care that he lived in there, that bum? That mook? Don Lemon, of course I cried after Tim Malone proposed. Why is that a story a week later? He married his boyfriend. That unto itself, as a man, I don't like it. That's number one. Then it's in the news, number two. Now it's in the news a week later, number three. Why? Who cares what this moron does? Jeffrey Rush wins defamation case against Sydney newspaper publisher. I have no idea who he is. ABC News Post, touching tribute to producer who died suddenly at 27. I'm finished. Next case. Okay, Jerusalem Post. Are they dancing in the streets of Jerusalem? They forgot the election already. The day later that he wins by a hair, the story's dropped already. Where will he be in the White House giving a speech?
Mr. President, I am so happy to be here. And if you can give us another number of F-21s, I will go home a happy man. And throw in a few Abrams. Although you give us $5 billion a year, it is not a welfare state at all. We make plenty of money here in Israel from the high-tech and the Chaim Reichels. And we do buy American planes for money.
Hamas's well-established presence in Germany. No kidding. The descendants of Nazis don't like a Hamas? Yeah, right. Okay, advertisement. Worst prostate foods. This is in a news. You go crazy. It jumps from Hamas to a prostate food. Three worst prostate foods. I'm not even going to look at it. What do they know? They know nothing. They're selling a product. Saw palmetto. Russia and Turkey are now deeply entwined on trade and defense. Well, they should be. They're neighbors. And, of course, we attacked Russia repeatedly. Where should Russia go? To Brazil? ISIS recruit. Many foreign fighters have been jailed or killed. Kill them all. I'd line them all up. Everyone caught should be executed. I'd give them a summary court-martial on the field like they used to do, and they should be shot on the field for what they did. Labor Secretary General tells Gabby to quit after... this is all Israel. Israeli startup Air Doctor takes care of you while on vacation. You know, I don't go for the doctors who do it on online. How do they really know what's wrong with you? All it is a prescription mill. All they're doing with this started with the Viagra doctors, where you call for male enhancement, and then they diagnose you on the doctor. Okay, I know the problem. You can't get it up. Yeah, well, how'd you know that? Because you're calling a doctor who sells this stuff online. Let's not waste my time. Okay, no, doctor, I got to tell you my problem. I'm not interested in your problems. You can't get it up. You're a wimp. We'll sell you the pills. It's probably not going to work anyway. You're too old to have sex. Why don't you just take the cloth and go to church? Startup doctor. Takes care of you while on vacation. Okay, next we move on to the ABC News Politics Index. ABC News Politics. Heated House hearing on insulin prices. Okay. Navy drops charges in deadly Fitzgerald collision. Of course, no one's responsible. Are you believing this? The dummy who crashed the ship. The Navy has dropped criminal charges against the former commanding officer of the USS Fitzgerald and another officer for their roles in a crash. The two officers now will receive letters of censure instead of facing a general court-martial. Seven U.S. sailors died after the destroyer struck a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. Oh, they threw the case out? Why did they do that? On the night of June 17, 2017, the guided missile destroyer collided with the cargo ship ACX Crystal as it sailed out of Tokyo Bay. 2 months later, 10 sailors were killed when the destroyer USS John McCain struck an oil tanker in Singapore Harbor. Both Bryce and Combs faced criminal charges of negligent hazarding a vessel and dereliction of duty resulting in death. Why? Why are they dropping the charges? On the night of the collision, Benson was sleeping in his quarters and Combs was on duty in the ship's nerve center known as the Combat Information Center. Last year, former Lieutenant Junior Grade Sarah B. Kopik, the officer on the deck when the collision occurred, pled guilty to a charge of dereliction of duty for which he received a letter of reprimand and the forfeiture of pay. Let me explain something. The officer on the deck is the responsible party. That is what they put them on there for with night's vision. She was probably texting someone in Brooklyn instead of watching the deck. Navy investigators found both collisions could have been avoided, raising questions about the high rate of ship operations in the Pacific that fatigued crews and a failure to comply with full sets of readiness. They swept it under the rug. I'm not so sure that charges shouldn't be filed against them, but the officer of the deck is the responsible party. And if you have a major league officer who was not, let's say the guy was asleep, he's supposed to be asleep, let's say in the night of collision. But if the other one was on duty in the ship's nerve center and the collision occurred, he failed. It's dereliction of duty. He should be thrown out of the Navy at the very least. And all of his pensions. He should be serving small pieces of cheese in Costco. That's all. Kushner's peace plan could come soon. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Trump on Dem tax return request. I won't do it. I have mixed feelings about that. This whole thing about tax returns. I would say there should be complete, exposure of taxes for public officials. Including congresswomen, senators. Why do you think there's no push coming from Pelosi and Feinstein? Why? You think they want to show you their tax returns? Do you think the senators and congresspeople want to show you tax returns going, let's go back to when before you were a senator. What were you earning? Now what are you earning? How much did your husband's earnings go up? Let's see, from $3 million to $30 billion a year. Oh, were any of those contracts that were steered his way, Senator? No, we don't want to show our tax returns. Thank you very much. Leave Mr. Trump alone. Let's assume he didn't pay any taxes. Does that make him smart? I pay taxes through the nose. If you ever saw the taxes that I pay, you'd get sick. What I pay to support these bums and mooks in this state and this nation. Slain rapper's legacy archived in U.S. history. Not mine, of course. Nipsey Hussle's legacy is archived in U.S. history. Here's what the congressional record says. What? Representative Karen Bass delivered remarks on the House floor honoring his legacy, not mine. Okay, don't get me started. How about my legacy of 30 books and what I've given this society? No record of it on the House floor. It's sickening. Honoring the legacy of Eremias Joseph Ashkedom, known also as Nipsey Hussle, and his contributions to South Los Angeles. Yes, contributions are what, drugs? What's his contributions? Degeneracy and drugs. This is what our society has become. That's who they honor. It's upside down. All right, finally, before I close for the morning, I'm going to go to my local San Francisco newspaper. Oh, God, WikiLeaks again. 67% of Bay Area homeless are unsheltered. In New York, it's 5%. That's my problem? You want me to build them a house? I will. 100 miles out of San Francisco, 350 miles out of San Francisco. You build military barracks housing for them, and you make them stay there, and you make them take care of themselves. And if they don't, where do you put them? Tell me what you do with people who don't take care of themselves. Why do I owe them a home? It's not in the Bible, is it? Does the Bible say I owe them a home? I had to kill myself to buy my first house and save $8,000. Okay, I didn't get myself stoned up on crack and sit in the gutter all day long in a cardboard box and shoot up a drug. That's how I bought a house, Mr. Bum. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of it. I'm really so sick of this garbage for the sympathy for the devil. They're devils as far as I'm concerned. Say, oh, it could be you. No, it couldn't be me. It would never happen to me. I won't let it happen. I was raised by decent immigrant parents. I'd rather throw myself off a building than wind up in the gutter. Look inside San Francisco, got kind of Getty Mansion. I wouldn't care what they did in that stink house. Getty's inherited money. Occasional Cortex almost say they're targeted with death threats. Welcome to the club, girls. 25 years, I've had death threats. Who cares what these skanks are getting? What do I care? I've had death threats my whole life. Okay, here's the last story. Restaurant promised clean Chinese food. It didn't go over well. I don't know. Should I open that? Let me click on that. They have such dumb stories for the people out here. You have no idea. A New York restaurant promised clean Chinese food, sparking claims of cultural appropriation. Again? It would be right to blame the opening for Lucky Lee's, a named Chinese restaurant in New York. What happened when chef owner opened a restaurant that pays tribute to the Chinese food she and her Jewish family are growing. A Jew opened up a Chinese restaurant and went out of business before she started. Because she called it clean food and the Chinese went crazy. Oh, that's hilariously funny. She planned to make versions of popular dishes such as lo mein and kung pao chicken without gluten, wheat, refined sugar, genetically modified organisms, MSG or additives. Well, then it's not Chinese food if it's not filled with poison. She described the restaurant. I agree with her. So then they said that she was attacking Chinese food, calling it dirty. It's true. Most immigrant restaurants are filthy. Low-grade ingredients loaded with cheap oil, the lowest chickens that died of natural causes or fell off a truck. That's what they serve you. What do you think they serve you in a Chinese restaurant? Clean food? Asper later clarified on social media that she meant clean to indicate ingredients without additives. But by positioning a restaurant as one that will actually make people feel good, she seemed to imply that other Chinese restaurants couldn't do the same. She is right. Chinese food is poison. As I said to you, the lowest quality protein, toxic oil, full of salt, full of MSG, full of flavorings that could give you diabetes if you eat it often enough. On one post since deleted, she called lo mein a dish that makes you feel bloated and icky the next day. She is right. It's a very unhealthy diet, Asian food, by and large, the way it's served. She was trying to do the right thing. The problems were compounded by the fact that Haspel named the restaurant after her husband, Lee, who was also white. Oh, white woman opening a Chinese restaurant. That's really a cultural appropriation. Oh, that's terrible. It just shows you how sick the country is. The woman tried to open a decent, clean Chinese restaurant. Instead, they drove her out of business, calling her a racist. Can you believe this? I would have eaten there. I would have finally found a Chinese restaurant that didn't have to go into with an encyclopedia of do's and don'ts. Every time I go to a Chinese restaurant, okay, I want low oil, no sugar to start with, and cut out the salt and the pepper. That's the first thing I say, low oil, no sugar. And they look at me, low oil, no sugar. And I have to hold my fingers up like, low oil, like two fingers together, low oil, no sugar. No sugar. If they speak English, they say the sugar is already in the sauce. I don't want that dish, okay? Cancel that dish. I don't want that dish. Or you go to a Thai restaurant, another, it's supposed to be healthy, poison. Poison, feh, garbage. Thai food is so filled with poison, you can't believe it. In Thailand, they don't serve food like that originally. It wasn't full of sugar and fat. But for the Americans who grew up on soda and candy, they make the food taste like soda and candy combined in a noodle. So this poor woman tried to tell the truth and she lost her business. Very sad. Very sad. The social justice warriors drove this poor woman out of business. Cultural appropriation, my behind. All right, that's it for the morning. Thanks for listening.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Please take a minute to nominate Michael Savage for the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Please sign the petition to President Trump. It is found on michaelsavage.com. This award will be for Dr. Savage's 30 years of work on conservation and animal preservation. If each of you who enjoy these free podcasts sign the petition, President Trump will likely act accordingly. You can find the petition at michaelsavage.com. Thank you.